from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Friday.
Damn right.
Muggy Friday.
Gross.
Muggy.
It was
muggy out there.
Super muggy.
It has been all week.
Yeah, no, it has been.
Yeah.
And weren't we supposed to be in the furnace today?
No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
I thought it was going to be a couple day thing.
I think today is supposed to be like maybe 90, 91 or something like that, but it's not quite as bad.
It's perfect. I love it all. I love it all.
I don't like the swamp butt.
No. Nobody likes the swamp butt, but I'll put up with it. I'd rather have that than, you know, 45 and rainy.
Yeah, humidity is 60% right now.
Woo!
That's not good.
Yeah, I'm a buddy who moved to Arkansas, first day there, 85 degrees, 88% humidity.
Yeah, thank you.
That's like living in a humidor.
It's like you're walking through a cloud.
Yeah, that's just, that's the trade-off.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, land sure is cheap down here. Yeah. Also, that. The humidity is higher than the temperature, and it's 85 degrees.
Yeah, dude, that's brutal, dude.
You chew the air.
Gardner Minshew, trademark. I went to a Timbers game last night, and it was hot through the entire thing.
Oh, yeah,
went
I
to
would
that
imagine.
Timbers match, the soccer match.
Okay.
They won 4-0.
Who'd they play?
Colorado Rapids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which, I don't think of Rapids when I think of Colorado, but I mean,
rafting.
They got rafting there. Yeah, but it's not like the Colorado Rockies. Mm-hmm. Get it. Denver Nuggets. Get it. Gold Rush.
So the water comes out of the mountains.
Denver Broncos. Yeah. They'd have the wild horses.
Yeah. Colorado Avalanche.
Kind of playing off the Rockies. Yeah, you get avalanches.
But again, the Rapids. They come off the mountains.
Yeah, they do a decent job, but it's not top of mind. I don't know what I would have called them.
I mean, they ran out of mountain-related things.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But, I mean...
Even mountain-adjacent, like Nugget.
Yeah, maybe they were looking for that Coors money there.
That's it,
they were trying to go with the water of Golden,
mm-hmm,
Colorado.
Yeah.
You know? They went with the Rapids, but the Timbers won. It was fun.
Colorado Rivers?
No. I don't want to... Uh-uh. Nope. Doesn't do it for me.
Because there's a Colorado River.
Yeah, there is.
It runs all the way down to California and Arizona.
Yeah. I would... I don't know what I would have gone with.
Yeah.
Rapids is a weird name. It's very soccery, though.
It is, because it's like not really depictable,
mm-hmm,
other than like,
mm-hmm,
water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's better than the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, that's really stretching the credulity of mountains.
Yeah, you're just,
you know,
like,
what I mean? Like,
we're not the mountain. We're just the top of it.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just beep. We're the little cap at the top. just a little white cap. Mm. But I'm proud to say the Portland Timbers, undefeated all time.
When you attend?
When I am in attendance at Providence Park.
Have you been to three, four?
Four.
Four?
Okay. And three in the last year.
I still haven't been.
Three in the last calendar year. I'm becoming a Timbers guy. I'm now a soccer dad, though.
Look, I mean, the soccer has gotten better to the point of, like, in the past, when the Timbers were like really came in, I was like, I can't watch this. I soccer snobbed it up. Like, the soccer that I had watched leading up to that was all Premier League, and it was just, the MLS was just not good. This is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
Yeah. It's
gotten significantly better.
Sure. I'll take your word for it. It's gotten better.
Yeah.
I said soccer dad, and it triggered me for a moment.
Because you're not football dad?
Oh, no, I am also a football dad, too. But
you're hyphenated?
My daughter's playing in a soccer tournament this weekend. Where, okay, so club soccer, you pay for everything.
A lot.
Like, it's like, oh, you're paying to be on this team. You're paying for the uniforms. The stuff that, okay, yep, get it. Signed up for it. Pay for tournament entry fees. Yep, also part of it. You pay for parking, too. Like, you go to these tournaments. These tournaments are making money, dude. And so you got to pay for the parking to go and watch your kid play. I was talking to my buddy about this last night. Ryan, who joined us yesterday, he was talking about he went up to his daughter played in a soccer tournament up in Washington, where it was $20 a day for parking. I said, at some point, I may just drop my daughter off at the front and be like, sorry, honey, you're hoofing it. Dad'll come back around sometime. I'll be there eventually, but I'm going to drop you off at the gate. You know, at what point do you just say, you know what, we're going to rent the RV. We're going to go and we're going to park in there and we're not leaving. We're not doing the hotel. We're just going to
stake and claim.
Yeah. Hey, one day only. I just paid for this parking one time. I never left. You can't move me out of here. I didn't leave. Boy.
You can't triple stamp and double stamp.
Yeah. That like it is the racket of youth sports is real.
That's
these
the problem.
Tournament directors, they make a lot of money, man.
Yeah, that's the problem is that they've inserted themselves into stealing from parents. Like
it's a money making machine. Yeah. They know that parents are going
to
do it.
What I want to see is the pushback to this of people who actually give a crap about the kids going, yeah, no, it's going to be the literal least amount of money possible.
Yeah,
to run this.
Sure. Yeah, and I mean, look, renting venue space, that does take money. The entrance fees don't, like tournament fees don't, that doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Like you're paying officials, you're paying for the space.
I'm talking about like the
little bit for the club
$350
too, right?
A person to go play soccer and then more on top of it. And you're like, it's soccer.
They're kids.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Your kid is not going pro. Stop. Stop. They're not going to the league.
Yeah, man.
I'm so sick and tired of it. It's like, what's really funny is that almost all of this stuff has shown that those kids don't end up going there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and there is, that's why I enjoy the club that my daughter's playing for is because they're not trying to sell dreams of that. But there are people out there that do. It's like, we'll get you to where you want to be. It's like,
no, you won't.
You're not going to touch my kid with the hand of God.
Yeah.
And be like, blessed.
Be a foot taller and faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. 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 Here you are. You just became Alex Morgan or Sophia Smith. You know?
No, the
Trinity Rodman. Yeah. Her dad is the best rebounder in NBA history.
Yes. He has two kids are both professional athletes because of genetics.
You could be just like Trinity Rodman. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Oh, the freshman golfer from Jesuit that was out there at the golf course with us. Clearly. Talented beyond belief. She's gonna go play college golf.
Unbelievable.
That's scholarship.
Yeah.
Your kid? Not.
Yeah.
Not you. I mean, the collective you? Not. That's just the reality of
I'm
this stuff.
I'm safe saying that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you saying that.
But
that's
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's just like, guys.
Yeah.
Find another scholarship.
Ooh.
Chess.
This is a good one, too. If you think soccer is expensive, this is from Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. You think soccer is expensive? Competitive cheerleading takes the cake on raking in the money. Like $25 for a ticket to watch your kid compete on top of parking. Yes, I had a niece that did the cheerleading thing.
Good.
And
God.
For like the, there were big ones where it, like the big competitions, they're charging like $50 a head to get in, right? To go and watch your kid compete for 2.5 minutes.
I'm going to go stream that like it's Deadpool Wolverine from the theater.
Yeah, they'll get their money on that too.
No, I'm just going to trench coat it. Like, you're going to camera under the end of the trench coat.
What was the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer and Jerry are filming movies mm-hmm. for the bootleg.
Oh yes, pirating them.
The pirating the bootleg videos, mm-hmm. and Jerry gets roped in because he was too good at videotaping the screen.
Too perfectly stable.
He had the steady hand in there. That's going to be Danny mm-hmm.
at the cheerleading competition.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to just go ahead and say, without a child, you wearing a trench coat into a cheerleading competition is going to raise some red flags. He's like, I got the market on this. Yeah. They're like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Why? Huh. It's not because of the camera. Well, it is. But also, why are you here? Yeah. That seems problematic for you to roll in and
it's the collective
children.
We, not me going in there by myself and starting my own racket.
Danny's getting dragged out of there. It's for the greater good.
I'm
undercutting the market.
I can't wait for Danny to become sports dad because you know this is going to happen.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like when we grew up, when we played in high school alone.
Yeah.
I believe it was $105 or $110 for us to play sports in high school, if I remember right. It was just over $100.
Yeah, and you know what they used to do in high school? You play two sports, you get the third one free because they wanted you to play multiple sports.
Yeah, they wanted you across the board. And that was like that covered everything. And the only thing it didn't cover was the physical. And if you needed help with that, there was some doctor in every community who was like, we got you.
Free physicals.
Yeah, free physicals. Yeah, we got you. Now, you're talking about, like I said, like 350. Like, I saw this Little League baseball team that came into Newburgh the other day from Tualatin? I think it was Tualatin. And 7, maybe 8 years old, each kid had a $400 bat. Each kid had a $300 mitt. Like, I'm just sitting there like,
yeah.
What is happening here?
Well,
we used to have three bats for the team.
You think that like travel baseball is getting aggressive? There are people out there that are now homeschooling their kids to fit their travel baseball schedule.
Not going to the league.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness to the people that I know, their kids might. Okay. but at the same time, it's like, that was essentially like the Bryce Harper plan too. Yeah. Like he went to junior college when he was 16 years old, just to,
expedite
the,
they knew who he was. Like, like if you're Matt Holliday's kid. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, but again, you knew, wasn't Harper, weren't Harper's parents like Olympians?
I don't know about that.
I thought they were athletes.
I don't know. His dad's jacked out of his gourd.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
I'm not looking at my kid and going, yeah, you know, you're gonna be a 6'4" point guard.
Yeah.
They're screwed.
Yeah. This is a good one on the Vancouver Ford text line. Cheapest thing was golf. Oregon junior golf was so much cheaper than any AAU or travel baseball. Plus, if parents interact with the kids, they get thrown off the course.
Oh, mwah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see you being a good golf course bouncer.
Oh, God. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Take it easy there, pops.
God.
But that is one, too, they say.
One if you know. My services are available for golf course bouncer.
Ooh, all right. All right.
Gladly.
They say that if you have a daughter,
golf.
Golf.
Which
is,
we
golf
saw,
is the
she,
key.
I don't remember her name. She was a freshman at Jesuit.
They got scholarships.
She stepped up there and hit a golf ball with a swing so pure. I was like, I want that swing.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad.
I mean, she swung a golf club as a freshman in high school better than I will ever. And she literally got up off a chair and did it. It was like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had to do me like that.
Yep. Man. Geez, we earn about 10 grand a year for high school club volleyball with travel all over Florida 2 times, Texas 3 times, and many more. That on the That's Vancouver disgusting. Ford text line.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like parents are in this tough spot, though, where you want what's best for your kid.
No, and
you
want totally.
What, you want what your kid, what makes your kid happy, mm-hmm. right? The ones that I feel bad for, and like if you're in 10 grand, you have the means
capacity,
to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, that's great if your daughter loves it. The problem is that a lot of parents are living vicariously through their kids, and it's like, no, this is the way that you need to do it. And that's just not true. It's been bared out several times over that yes. if
Breaks
you are
in multiple
elite,
sports.
You will be found.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what it is. Like,
it's an oversaturation now. Like, yeah. Look, man, I'm not trying to crush any kid's dream, but like, if you're not all state
yeah.
on a football team, you're not going D1 out of high school. Like, that's just, unless you're going to some small, like, and I see these kids randomly, I will get a kid who I don't know follow me on Twitter, and he'll have his Huddle link at the top. And I'm just like, oh,
yeah, they tell you to do that. They tell you to do that, though. I mean, just in case you want to get, like, if any coaches are recruiting you.
Oh, no, for sure. I get it. But it's also like, you don't need that link. Yeah. You don't need that link. I'm not trying to crush your dreams. Go out there and Rudy Rudiger this thing. Like, but like, put your head down and grind.
Yep.
Go Bryce Betcher this thing. Go walk on somewhere and put in the work.
Yeah, but Bryce Betcher's an interesting one, though, too, because like he had walk-on offers mm-hmm. to go play baseball because his baseball season his senior year was canceled due to COVID.
COVID.
Right? Right? But...
Who, by the way, just won a gold glove in college baseball, which means he's the best left fielder in college baseball.
He was the top-ranked shortstop and number 10 overall prospect in Oregon heading into his senior year.
Which, again, Oregon doesn't produce a lot. They produce really high-end baseball prospects.
But he is a great example of a guy that, like, he had the skill set.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm going to bet on myself. I know how good I am.
You'll be found.
He lettered 4 times in baseball, 4 times in football, 3 times in basketball.
Yeah.
He was a guy that he's a freak of an athlete, mm-hmm. and he ended up finding his way.
And he went and told Dan Lanning he's going to go play linebacker for him?
Yeah, he did. When they opened up walk-ons, he said, I'm going to come play linebacker for you.
All right.
And he did.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He's an impressive young man. But
again, that's the whole point. Like, if you're good enough, you'll be found.
100%.
They're looking.
Yeah.
They're looking for you.
Yeah.
Like, they're scouring the earth for you. Like, that's what's happened. Like, everybody's like, oh, you need to be out there. You need to be out there. It's like, they'll find you.
What's crazy is that we have consolidated our athletes to playing like one sport, right? And you have to do this and you have to do the travel thing. You have to do this. But at the same time, recruiting has become more accessible than it's ever become before, right? You can reach out to any coach and go online and have your Huddle link on your social media account. You can immediately, you know, just say, boom, here's my film. Here's my highlights. The highlights are easy to put together.
Oh, yeah.
A player can do it. Usually a high school staff has a coach that will do it for you, you know, and you can put those all on there and you can get out there. Like my recruitment was, I was sending VHS tapes mm-hmm. and mailing them places. And it was like, here's a highlight one here. You want full game. Here's full game on another one. And you had to send those VHS tapes out. That is not as easy as clicking a link and just going boop. It's on your screen and you get to watch the highlights. And then if you're like, I like what this kid has to offer, I go into his Huddle. I can watch full game. I can do anything that I can have access to everything.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Digitization is super helpful.
And what it used to be is like these recruiting offices used to have like a desk full of tapes, a VHS that you'd have to open up, throw in the VCR, be like, this is a waste of time. Okay, on to the next one. Go through, okay, this one is interesting. Then you pop in the full game. You're like, not worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to go through. That was a lot harder than what we go through right now.
There's your real work as a GA.
Yeah.
Scrolling through the, scrubbing through the tape.
Yeah, and just being like, you have to send it up the chain and be like, no, hey, okay, here, receivers coach, this guy might be worth it. Yeah. Okay, offensive coordinator, then head coach. Those days are gone. It's a lot easier now, but at the same time,
everyone has one.
Everybody is. We're consolidating our sports too, where the athletes are like, "No, this is the way. This is the way you have to get there." It's crazy to think about.
Thank you for a text line. Two different notes here. My 4-year-old is getting into ice hockey. I'm in financial hell. Yeah. Also, I didn't know you could get into ice hockey that young.
Oh yeah, dude.
I mean, I guess you got to get them skating early.
Yeah, those skaters, dude. And hockey is a different beast.
Yeah, yeah. And the price that comes with that, I get it, because skates expensive, sticks expensive, helmets, pads. Growing more gear.
I had a buddy of mine who, growing up, like, we'd go to his hockey games, and he'd be like, on the way there, he'd be like, "How many goals do you guys want me to score?" And we'd be like, "I don't know, like 4." And then he'd get like 3 in the first period, and then just kind of mess around for a period, and then get the fourth, and just be like, done. We'd be like, "All right, 8," and then he'd score 8, and then we got to, like, he was 13 years old, and he was posed with, "Okay, are you gonna move to Canada at 13
yeah,
and he was like,
"Hockey's a different,"
he was like, "No,
hockey's a different beast." Paul Gostad went to Beaverton, and he played obviously in the NHL for a long time, and he did that whole back and forth of like, do I play club or do I go Winterhawks, and he ended up obviously going Winterhawks, and then off to the NHL. Living in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is basically the hockey hotbed of the entire country. What's crazy is you look at University of North Dakota's roster, which University of North Dakota typically has one of the 3 best hockey teams in the country. Mm-hmm. You look where they went to high school. Grand Forks. Because they just moved to Grand Forks High School. Like,
go and play hockey.
You could go play hockey, and then you end up with this high school that's like, oh my God, why is there, you look back 10 years later, 12 years later, and you're like, that high school hockey team had 6 NHL players on it. And you're just like, what? How did that happen? And that's how it happens. It's disgusting.
Oh man. All right. Wow. I don't know how we got there, but we did.
Soccer dad.
Also, soccer
East
dad
Bay
now.
Ruined my parents.
Yeah.
Oh God, that magazine was great. You know, every time I go back and look at it, I look at the shoe prices and go, damn, they were expensive then too.
Yep.
Like, holy crap, basketball shoes were super expensive.
Mm-hmm. That's why we all wore And1 stuff.
Yeah, because it was $75.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit cheaper. Shorts were cheaper.
Those Shimmer Shine And1 shorts.
Man, you kidding me?
Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, school shopping in the East Bay catalog is like, why do you have tear-away warm-up basketball pants for school? Don't worry about it, Mom.
Just circle.
You don't understand.
Look, I circle what I want. You get it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, those $60 tearaways. Oh man, they were great.
They were awesome. And then the game of just ripping your buddy's shorts off or pants off at school, and just
the one time you don't wear basketball shorts underneath.
Had to. That's an amateur move, Danny. Amateur move. All right. Well, we got sports today, and we had the return of at 2:30. Danny, you will forget that.
I have a feeling. Yeah, it's been a month.
Or we'll be at 2:30, the triumphant return with one Jeffrey Rust. But we got a lot of sports that we got to get to between now and then. And where we'll start, we have a new era. The dawn of a new era. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have officially the welcoming of Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA to the Big Ten. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah to the Big 12 today. It's a dawn of a new era. It's a dawn of a new era, Danny.
It is.
Welcome videos have officially been released. And, oh, by the way, we had a lot of stolen valor. I went off on this at the end of the show the other day. I think it was Tuesday. About the Big Ten and the ACC taking credit for Pac-12 Olympians. Like, the ACC taking credit for 27-year-old Katie Ledecky as an ACC athlete. She never, ever, ever swam in the ACC.
Did you see the Ivy League shade?
No.
Ivy League, the official Ivy League account, has an updated medal count where it's 3 silver, 7 gold, 5 bronze, total of 15 medals with asterisk at the very bottom of the graphic. That reads, only counts medals won by athletes from its 8 founding member institutions, which, for ease of use, are all within reasonable driving distance and also haven't changed since 1954.
Yeah, you also don't offer scholarships, okay?
15 ain't bad, though.
For football, you don't. Yeah, no, Ivy League. Yeah.
Which, I mean, let's be
honest. How many are fencing, rowing, and like...
Do they swim? Synchronized swimming?
They swim. No, they swim. They swim. Doesn't Princeton have a good swim team?
I feel like they do.
I think that feels right. That feels in my bones. It feels right. But good on the Ivy League. 7 gold medals. Look, I need a sport count of that.
I'm efforting that right
okay.
now.
All right. Well, we officially have the welcoming of the new members to the Big Ten, Big 12, ACC today, and it's a pretty cool time in sports. It is sad that the Pac-12 is officially dead and gone as we know it. The Pac-2 will live on, but you're seeing now the way that the conferences are kind of welcoming the new members with open arms. We got the new Big Ten commercial. You know the map where they...
Yes.
Yeah, we got that
scroll
one.
Scroll all over.
Yeah, it's... I never realized this until I saw the West Coast schools placed on this map. How far off they are with the actual locations of where the schools are. Because Washington and Oregon were like right next to each other on this commercial map.
Yeah.
And Oregon is like where... I don't know. I would say it's probably where Forest Grove is on a real map, not where Eugene is.
No, they
UCLA was right on the beach. It's like UCLA is not on the beach, guys.
It's closer to USC, closer to the beach, but whatever.
But it was one of those moments like, hey, that to me was, hey, the West Coast schools are actually in the Big Ten now. Yeah, now that we have that weird map thing going on.
It's very Game of Thrones, Westeros, like pull the camera out because they went like, what's the island of the other side? Is Karth?
No idea. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You ever watch Game of Thrones when the opening credits, when they do the map?
Yeah, I'm going to
similar.
I'm going to go out here and expose myself. I've only seen like 3 episodes of Game of Thrones ever.
No, really?
Yep.
That's a watch. Dude.
I got in way too late in the game, and then I was like, I don't know what's happening.
No.
I only started basically like the final season, and my wife and I too, and we just kind of binged watched the crap out of it until we caught up with the final season.
Yeah.
And
don't get me wrong, the final season is disappointing. The first four seasons are some of the best.
Yeah, it's ever. You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb here too. It's not like my wife's trying to get me into the House of the Dragon too. I'm just like, it's not my thing.
Yeah,
not my thing.
I figured you'd be a dragon guy though. You know,
I do like me some dragons. Rawr.
Yeah. He's more Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler.
It's a lot cooler for his dragoning. I'm scrolling through here, the Olympians.
For the Ivy League?
For the Ivy League.
Okay.
Rowing, sailing, fencing, rowing, sailing, fencing, rowing, 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 sailing, fencing. Basketball, Puerto Rico.
There's going to be a power lifter in there somewhere.
Yeah, so there's a cyclist,
all right.
A rhythmic gymnast.
Oh, yeah.
There's also one listed as athletics.
That's track and field.
Okay, so there you go, track and field.
Yeah.
I've never seen it qualified as that. That's interesting. They don't have the actual event.
That's what they call it overseas. Is they just call it track and field athletics.
They have a break dancer.
Oh, what?
For Team USA, Sunny Choi.
Nice.
But yeah, it's
got the whole package. Got a brain.
There's a rugby player.
All right.
On the women's team.
Okay.
We're not. Yeah, we're not getting out. Like, there's nothing here. There's not been one that is. Oh, well, no, they do hockey, so that's not surprising. I was like, hey,
field hockey. It's field hockey. This is the Summer Olympics. Ice hockey is not it. This is field hockey, which is also a very Ivy League school.
So, yeah, thing to do. Nothing here has been like, oh, that's surprising.
All right.
Breaking's it.
Yeah, that one is a little bit surprising.
But basically, every rowing and sailing event imaginable.
Nice. Okay.
There you go. That's your Ivy League update.
An interesting tweet that I saw today about the Pac-12's going away.
Mm.
John Kurtz, who writes the Big 12 newsletter, apparently. He's a Kansas City guy. He said, please join me in extending a generous thank you to George Kliavkoff for botching the Pac-12 TV deal so badly that the Big 12 could today officially welcome the four corner schools. That sucks. And then John Wilner quote tweeted that with saying, and it only cost the Pac-12 schools around $60 million in salary for two commissioners over 14 years to be in the position to fortify the Big 12 and Big 10. I would like to extend that to George Kliavkoff, Larry Scott, and Pac-12 presidents for us being in this position today.
Yep.
It is a sad day for the Pac-12. But I mean, if you are a fan of any of these schools, if you're a Cougar or a Beav, this sucks.
It does, but
every
also,
other school, this is fun as hell.
Well, also that Big 12 release about being open for business and business being good and. I was a little surprised the wording that they use in the official social media post was very much, I think, aimed at we're not done because they said we're not done.
Yeah, they quite literally said we're open for business in a tweet. And that's one thing that they have been adamant about is Big 12 is not going to be resting on their laurels. They're going to be proactive throughout the entirety of this realignment that is not done because of what's going on with the ACC. Because yesterday there were court documents in the Florida State versus ACC case that were released that said there is an out in 2027 for ESPN to just basically wreck the entire ACC. That's the crux of the case of Florida State and Clemson as well, is that ESPN wants to hold it over their heads that 2036, you guys agree to 2036 when there's an out for them in 2027. And they're saying, well, why can't we have the same out? You know, if ESPN has the out, we want that out as well. And that's what they're kind of fighting against. I feel like the Big 12 is more saying we're open for business when the ACC goes kaput.
Yeah.
And we're going to start.
We'll start the bidding war.
We're going to start peeling off those schools because what is one thing that they have long said in their additions in this conference have backed that up. They want to be the preeminent basketball conference. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that if the North ACC Carolina. Goes away, they're not going to make a run at Duke, North Carolina State. They are going to want that. Yeah. they are going to want to be proactive and going and grabbing those teams. Because could you imagine a basketball conference that has Kansas, Arizona, Duke,
North Carolina
in it?
You just stop there and you don't have to go any further. Like, that alone is terrifying.
And oh, by the way, some of the schools that they would peel off as well in this is NC State, mm-hmm. which I don't know if anybody followed. They had a hell of a run this past year.
They've been very good over the last 7 years.
And they also have the additions of, you know, schools that have made runs in the tournament in recent memory. Cincinnati, BYU, mm-hmm. Central Florida.
BYU is right now a finalist as of this morning to land the number one recruit in the next class in AJ DeBonta.
That seems good.
I tweeted out this morning, interesting list of schools because they're almost all Big 12 schools.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good for them,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. Also, Baylor in that, yep. in Houston.
Yeah.
Really good basketball programs already existing in the Big 12. Texas Tech mm-hmm. has had their runs. I mean,
yes,
they want to be a basketball power.
They're getting it done.
They're going to be open for business. But it is a sad day for the Pac-12 as officially the 10 schools are gone and off to their new homes. Leads a big question, though, for the schools that are heading to the Big 10, especially locally. What does each school need to focus on to thrive in the Big 10 for football success this year? After Rust with SportsCenter. All right, Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA. They are all now members of the Big Ten, walking on air. They're going to be walking on air a lot across the country. A lot of travel, my friends. A lot of travel. I was thinking about this as we enter the Big Ten. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN, had an article on up today about USC in their off-season program that they underwent. And did you see how much weight they have collectively gained as a team?
Yes.
1,450 pounds.
Yeah.
If you have, like, again, you have 105 guys on the roster, that's 14 pounds per guy.
Which is not almost insignificant. And I showed you off-air Wednesday, Zach Branch.
Yeah,
what he did in the past 6 months, and it's like, oh, sweet Jesus!
And that's what kind of sparked like this whole thing, because USC is in desperate need, and not just Zach Branch, who is on the outside, but specifically in the trenches, yeah. They need more size up front.
Yeah, because it's Bear Alexander, and then you're like, oh boy!
And they were talking about a right tackle that is now moving to center, and he went from 295. And they put 15 pounds mm-hmm. on him this offseason. And look, when you are in college, I think, and you are an athlete, and now you have meals year-round, it's a lot easier to pack weight on these dudes, right? Like, it is not out of the question to see a two-year transformation of a guy do the Jeffrey Bossa,
yeah.
right? Gain 40 pounds and go from playing safety to playing linebacker. Yeah. That is, when you have that frame, when mm-hmm. you have that body, it's easy to pack the weight on now, more so than ever before. But that, to me, is the number one thing USC needs to do, because of the fact that they were getting bullied in the Pac-12 yeah. up front. You go to the Big Ten, you have the schedule that they have in the Big Ten,
you will get mauled. And this was a thing that the Pete Carroll era, yes, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Mike Williams, skill players galore. Go back and look at the offensive defensive lines for those teams, and you will find them littered with NFL players.
And that size, it does, when you get leaned on, when you have a schedule that includes LSU, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Penn State, Rutgers this year, going to be a tough out, especially when you have Washington right after it, Nebraska, UCLA, Notre Dame.
I don't think you're going to find a schedule in the country that has better trench play than that.
It's very big. They're going to have all they miss Ohio State, but the one question about Ohio State is offensive line depth.
And Notre Dame, Notre Dame might end up with the best defensive line in college football this year.
Yeah, Michigan is also right on there, that.
Yeah.
And they have Michigan week three.
So
his size up front is 100%. USC, they need it desperately, and they need depth, because going through the gauntlet that they have and what every team will go through, you're going to have tough stretches throughout the Big Ten. And for success this year, I look at UCLA. It's organizational structure, because it's, and this is not a shot at Deshaun Foster because of a Big Ten media day snafu, because I loved what he did. He wore a t-shirt that said "We're in LA" the other day.
I mean, leaning into that was just fantastic.
That's the way that you bounce back from something like that. I don't mean from Deshaun Foster. It's top to bottom in that athletic department. Mm-hmm. It is your stability at the athletic director. It is organizationally getting your funds right, because mm-hmm. they are not in a good place financially.
God no.
It is also the trickle down that you get from leadership at the top and how that kind of stabilizes everything around you, because the roster has got to improve dramatically. And that will take several years. If it's this year, year one in the Big Ten, organizational structure at UCLA has got to be buttoned up, and it has got to happen in short order. In that, you're not looking at success in year one. For Washington, I looked at this and I said, you're coming off of replacing 11 starters, a head coach, 11 starters on offense. Was it 20 of 21 total? I think Carson Bruner's the only guy that you're bringing back this year. To me, success for Washington, you have a transfer in Will Rogers, who came from Mississippi State, and he thrived in 2022 with you know, Mike Leach as his head coach. Last year, they took a massive step backwards
a
whole team.
Pocket bowling ball running back.
But quarterback play for me at Washington is going to be their biggest success or failure, because Will Rogers can get the ball out and he can distribute the ball, but he is not athletic. Mm-hmm. And Michael Penix Jr., for as banged up as he was, his offensive line protected the hell out of him.
The best offensive line in the country last
year. But he was also able to, he wasn't a runner, but he would slide, move.
Keep plays alive.
And he had the ability to. The Tom Brady effect, right?
He also had Rome Odunze, Jalen McMillan, and Jalen Polk.
Yep, pretty damn good.
Super helpful. Somebody's coming free.
And he had a howitzer for an arm.
Yes.
And he would put the ball in spots where you were like, good Lord, that's the only place this guy could get it. Will Rogers' biggest issue at Mississippi State is accuracy. It was accuracy and his inability to move. He's a statue back there, and he can be inaccurate. And if you look at his heat map of where he has success throwing the football, it's not downfield.
No.
Everything was underneath. The quarterback play is going to be paramount at Washington. And I think, like, you get, every school goes through this when you have a player of the caliber of Michael Penix Jr., you get a little bit spoiled with,
the next guy up isn't nearly as good.
No. For Washington, it's quarterback play is kind of where it starts and ends for me, for them, because they're going to have their growing pains in a lot of different areas. They do have a great running back that they came in, Arizona transfer, who's coming in. And can run the damn rock. But quarterback play is going to be a separator for them if they are going to sneak up on some teams. And look, I think Washington is not going to be nearly as bad as a lot of folks think they are. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they will look like a different team because Jed Fish has assembled a staff that is where they thrive, is player development, and they have got some wickedly smart guys, X's and O's wise, on that staff. For Oregon, it's not like the players on the field, you know it. It is getting used to physicality every single week. There is no like, exhale.
There's no finesse team in the Big Ten.
And getting used to that is a different animal. And you have to go 13 weeks all the way through. You have 12 regular season games. You have your bye week in there. You have got to be ready every single week in the Big Ten for a physical fight. And I think it doesn't matter if it is, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, or if it's Illinois. Brett Bielema, his team is going to be physical.
Yeah.
We know that about Brett Bielema.
Illinois of all teams.
So yeah, right? But they're good. And you have to be ready for that. Yeah. It's not like in the Pac-12 your off week was, we may get snuck up with a team finessing us to death, right? Right, you would
get on the edge and get a little loose.
The only time you worried about that was when you were playing Stanford when David Chow was the coach. Yeah.
But I mean, you've
Stanford,
but they were really good. We're going to pound you in the face, and you knew that week after you played Stanford, the week after you played Utah, that lingering effect.
Yep.
Well, that's the Big Ten.
Single week.
The change is you're not going to get guys that are going to get on the edge and murder you. All over the Big Ten. Not all over it,
but you'll get it.
You'll get it. Yeah. Ohio State will get you. Michigan has the opportunity.
For sure.
But there is going to be. Yes, you have to deal with the physicality, but also you're not going to get stretched sideline to sideline, 53 and a third, in a sense of they want to play in the phone booth.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, That is a change.
Yeah, it's a huge stylistic change. You don't have an Arizona or an Arizona State getting weird on you, Pac-12 after dark, where, Bo Scadabo is going to go out here and murder you.
And play quarterback.
Yeah, you're not going to run into one of those situations, but... Yeah. You are going to get the crap kicked out of you physically.
That's going to be the biggest adjustment. Yeah. And that's life in the Big Ten as we turn this chapter and they're officially members of the Big Ten. The Duck did his tour of the Big Ten offices today.
But he's been all over the place. He's been caught in Iowa, Nebraska,
Nebraska
Wisconsin.
Media Day. He's making the rounds. You see, he went through. They have all the helmets, little mini helmets lined up. Mm-hmm. He went and put Kleenex over all of the other helmets.
Perfect.
They're doing a good job of making their presence felt.
Look, man, their marketing is top notch.
Yep. They've done a really good job in that regard. All right. Hey, disaster avoided. Mm. This is good, a little sigh of relief, but also a big question mark heading into this season. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. A little good news for Seahawks. She can exhale a little bit. Geno Smith shouldn't miss any time.
Not dead.
No. He has knee and hip injuries going on, which that is not
knee,
great.
Not good. Hip, not good.
But
knee and hip, super not good.
Imaging showed that it was nothing significant, but he'll be back. He'll be okay. He's missed two practices only. And when you have a quarterback who's 32 and, again, Drew Lock no longer in Seattle anymore, you're sitting there and you go, okay, we're gonna have to figure this whole thing out. Sam Howell is the backup now behind him, so you feel okay with who'd step in behind him. But Geno Smith, you sit there and you go, oh no, when the knee and the hip already pop up, that chain is not anything you want to mess with, especially with a quarterback. And you're only in training camp. It's weird how many wear and tear injuries we're having this early in training camp. It happens every year.
Yeah.
They start piling up. But this isn't as concerning as, say, Justin Herbert with plantar fascia in a walking boot until you start the regular season for Seattle. So a little good news for the Seahawks today. Geno Smith, not dead.
Not dead.
Currently alive. Mm. I wonder how many Seahawks fans, though, are kind of like, I want to see what Sam Howell has.
Oh, God. You don't want that.
He wasn't terrible. He wasn't. Pro Bowl quarterback Geno Smith.
I'm babe.
Because of opt-outs. But hey, Pro Bowl quarterback Geno Smith.
Hey, put it on the banner. Hang it on the wall.
You get that bonus. Yeah. You get that bonus.
How pissed do you think they were when that happened?
What? When he got nominated to the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
I think they're happy. I think they're always happy.
Well, I mean, they're happy in the sense of, like, but also, like, okay, come on, really? Let me put that in there.
Well, hold on. Remember, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowl quarterback.
That
is the one where you sit there and you go, No.
We're really doing this?
We're not going to do this here. We're not going to do this right now. But apparently he'll be good to go. So don't worry. Geno Smith's not dead. Currently alive, currently hip in knee will be okay. It's just a bigger story than anything else. All right, let's get to it. Hour number two on this program. We got some Team USA scuttlebutt that we need to get to.
We do.
We also have a new prince of the Olympics that needs to be discussed in hour number two as well. Some basketball notes. Some basketball notes. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.